This is Audible.
Wake Up and Change Your Life by Duncan Bannatyne. Read by David Rintoul. At the age of 30, I was a penniless beach bum. At 37, I was a millionaire. I honestly believe that absolutely anyone can do what I did. You just need to wake up to the possibilities that are all around you and make a decision to change your life. I wasn't qualified for anything, and unemployable in any profession that paid well. However, I just read a newspaper about a guy who had started a business from scratch and had made his first million. His name was Alan Sugar. This was my wake-up call. I decided I was going to do exactly what Alan Sugar had done and make myself a million. Starting a business is, I believe, the best option for people who don't fit into human resources pigeonholes. Too young, too old, not enough experience, overqualified, criminal record. Working for yourself is the most enjoyable and lucrative option if you want a career. It might also make you very rich. I believe that anyone can make £1 million. That doesn't mean to say that everyone should make a million. Many businesses will find their natural size with much lower turnovers, and many of those are run by talented, dynamic, and contented people who get a kick out of working for themselves. As far as I'm concerned, that's still a successful business. As Bob Dylan famously said, a man is a success if he gets up in the morning and gets to bed at night, and in between, he does what he wants to do. What this book isn't, is a get-rich-quick book. It is possible to get rich in a very short time, but it's not something you can teach. Through case studies from my own career and other entrepreneurs, I want to show that it's possible for anyone to acquire the basic insights and strategies for starting and growing a business. What is an entrepreneur? When I was a kid, no one had ever heard the word entrepreneur, certainly not in Clyde Bank where I grew up. I was in my 30s when I first heard the word while I was trying to arrange a loan for several £100,000 from a bank manager who thought I was too big a risk. "The problem with entrepreneurs," he said, "is that they just don't understand how the system works." In fact, just about everything he had to say about entrepreneurs started with the words, "the problem with." I didn't really know what he was talking about, but I got the impression that entrepreneurs were seen as troublemakers by the establishment. It was only when I got home and looked it up in the dictionary that I realized I was one. The word is made up of the French verbs to enter and to take, and I thought that was appropriate. You enter an industry and you take the profits. If you buy bananas for 50p and sell them for a pound, you've made a profit. If you can grasp that, then you've got the makings of an entrepreneur. I've worked with many of the most successful entrepreneurs of my generation on TV shows like Dragon's Den, Mind of a Millionaire, Fortune, and Britain's Rich List, Giving It Away. And although we're all different, we share a few key traits. We take responsibility for our actions. We're a pretty principled bunch. Contrary to popular belief, very few of us are ruthless. We love what we do. We're open to possibilities. And we're extremely hard-working. You can only learn about business by being in business. My CV. 1964. I left school at 15 with no qualifications and joined the Royal Navy. 1968. I was dishonorably discharged for attempting to throw my commanding officer overboard. 1968-78. I trained as an agricultural fitter and welder and started a series of dead-end jobs around Britain. Bar work, driving taxis, repairing farm machinery, selling ice creams on the beach. 1978-79, I worked night shifts in a bakery to save up a deposit to buy a house. I made money on the side selling loaves from the bakery door to door. I also bought cars at auction, repaired them, and sold them for profit. 1979, my first business started when I bought a second-hand ice cream van for £450. I looked up ice cream suppliers in the Yellow Pages and started selling ice creams at the weekend. As soon as it was clear I could make money, I quit my job at the bakery. 1980-85, Duncan's Super Ices expanded to include six vans and lucrative concessions in local parks, producing a turnover of £350,000 per annum. I used some of the profits to buy terraced houses that I let out to DHSS tenants. 1984, the government passed new legislation that guaranteed payment for care of the elderly. I decided this was a surefire way to make money and started researching the care home market. I was so appalled at dormitory accommodation where residents were forced to use commodes that I decided to build a nursing home with ensuite facilities from scratch. I sold the terraced houses and used cash from the ice cream business to buy a plot of land. I then sold everything I had, my car, my TV, even my house, to secure a mortgage to build my first nursing home. I also sold Dunkin' Super Ices for £28,000. 1986 to 91, quality care homes expanded steadily, building 9 homes in our first 5 years. 1992, quality care homes was floated on the stock exchange. The company was valued at £18 million, making my personal wealth £12 million. 1993, I injured my leg in a skiing accident and started using a local gym to restore my fitness. I decided I could build a better gym. 1995, the government introduced new legislation guaranteeing payment for nursery education. I invested £2 million and launched a new business in the day nursery sector called Just Learning Limited. 1996 to 2003, in addition to running my own companies, I worked as a non-executive director for a range of businesses, from a radio station to sheltered housing. 1997, I opened the first Bannatyne's Health Club. 1997, I sold quality care homes for £46 million. 1997 to 2007, Bannatyne Fitness expanded to become the UK's largest independent fitness chain. 2001, Just Learning Limited was operating 20 day nurseries, and I sold it for £22 million. 2003, I was asked to take part in a new TV show called Dragon's Den, featuring entrepreneurs trying to raise money for new ventures. Several other TV shows followed. 2006, I published my autobiography, Anyone Can Do It, My Story, which became a Sunday Times bestseller.